Welcome back into the Press Box and our weekly racing update. It is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, by Tito's Handmade Vodka, and by Arlington Park. Dave Baker and Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things the Press Box, here with us. Mr. McLean, first of all, Happy New Year to you and yours. First time that we have talked in the new year. And before we get into racing and some good racing this weekend, I want to delve into a couple of other areas. First and foremost, I want folks to go to the PressBoxLTS.com, and where you can get the latest information on what's going on with the Louisville Thoroughbred Society, and a lot has happened since we've last spoken.
Yeah, Buzzy, I mean, that project, as you well know, was kind of a linchpin of the Press Box and it in collaboration, and is to build a Thoroughbred Society or a private membership club dedicated to the thoroughbred industry, those invested in, interested in, fans of. And the project has really come light years, really, in the last 6 months, Buzzy. We do now have all of our shares sold. We're embarking on our aggressive membership campaign the first weeks of January, with the anticipation that we will have half of our anticipated membership goal of 1,000 members. We'll limit it to the first 1,000 members. And we anticipate having half of those sold by Derby Day, the first Saturday in May. So, you know, the bricks and mortar part of our project is going to be, I think, a thrilling one, an exciting one, and a great addition to both the local economy in Louisville, but the industry as a whole. Because, you know, I grew up in right outside of Lexington, Buzzy, and I got spoiled by going to the Thoroughbred Club of America and having the opportunity to socialize with peers and others, and talk horse racing and horse breeding and go to the sales. Those same types of amenities aren't available in other cities, particularly not in Louisville. And, you know, the home of the greatest race in the world needed a spot. And hopefully in the next few weeks, and particularly by Labor Day of 2019, I think we'll be open and ready for business.
We love it. And, of course, you can. We'll keep you up to date here. We will also keep you up to date on the Press Box LTS. And one other thing, obviously, we love racing, and that's why we're here, and we so appreciate folks coming and joining us each and every week. But the lifeblood of racing is breeding. Say that three times fast. And already we've got sales beginning here in Central Kentucky.
On Monday, the January horse sales, the horses of all racing age, will be conducted over at Keeneland. And then Keeneland has added back its two-year-old sale in April, which I think is going to be a tremendous excitement and addition back to our calendar, Buzzy. I really think a lot of people come to town for the spring race meeting, and now to have that two-year-old sale in conjunction and collaboration with that race meeting is going to be a great addition.
And it's that two-year-old in training sale where you can be there for the races. You can actually see the horses work out. You can see one work out. You can bid on it, buy it at auction, and then you can turn around and get it right to the track.
Yeah, no, that's part of the fun and the excitement. A lot of people roll into town. They get kind of that racetrack fever and get the buzz of the Triple Crown coming to conclusion or beginning with the Derby the first Saturday in May. So you got the hype of the Derby, you got the April race meeting at Keeneland, and now you got the two-year-old sale. So take full advantage of that excitement and go get you a racehorse. And you know, a two-year-old in training is not that far away from making a race, and some actually may have raced going into that sale as well.
Absolutely. Okay, so now I've got to get us quickly to the racing. And a couple of good ones on different sides of the country this year. Let's start off as Coliseum Gunmetal Gray will face off in the Grade 3 Sham Stakes at Santa Anita.
Yeah, and this is you know, one of the premier beginnings of the Road to the Triple Crown, Buzzy. You know, we had a couple of those races, the Springboard Mile, the Remsen, to kind of close out the end of the 2018 year, the Jerome, and some of those, but you know, this is the kickstarting the real deal now. 2019, we're getting ready to rock and roll. And you've got two outstanding runners in here. Coliseum, a son of Tappet, trained by Team Baffert. just rock and rolled in his debut, his big, beautiful gray thing. And, you know, they'll be stretching out to a mile in the Sham, but I really think this horse has the controlling speed, Buzzy, and certainly, you know, the pedigree suggests that he'll run all day. Not only is he by Tappet, but he's also out of a mare by Menifee, and Menifee was a two-turn influence in the breed. So I just really think this race sets up great for Coliseum. Gunmetal Gray had a rough go of it in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, trained by Jerry Hollendorfer, another gray horse. But I really think that this race will figure out to be Coliseum's kind of coming-out party, and I think a lot of people are going to be looking very intently at that Baffert barn. Not only you've got this horse Coliseum, but you've got A Son of Mucho, Macho Man, Gusto Mucho, and then you've got Improbable, who was a runaway winner of both starts in 2018. And I think you've probably got five or six top contenders, but this Coliseum certainly seems to be one of them.
All right, so that's a flat mile, $100,000 in the Grade 3 Sham. How do you play it?
I'm going to go with Coliseum and just single him on top, play a win ticket only, and then probably claim over a couple of horses other than Gunmetal Gray. I just think there's no money to be made at the two favorites, 1-1-2. So I'm going to throw Gunmetal Gray out and play Coliseum over and under the other horses in the field with the all button, but try to get a longer price horse to run second, but I think Coliseum will be my win ticket bet.
Okay, and so let's now head to Gulfstream and Bill Farish's Champagne runner-up, Code of Honor, looking to get back on track in the $100,000 Mucho Macho Man.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a horse that everybody has been pointing to, me included.
Yep.
I've been waiting for his return after the Champagne. He nearly went to his knees leaving the gate in the Champagne. Really ran well to be second in that race to a Chad Brown horse. And then, you know, came to the Breeders' to Churchill Downs of running the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, and I really touted him hard.
Yep.
I thought he was going to be one of those horses that really relished the that track at Churchill Downs, particularly the distance and the stretch out. He was scratched the morning of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. We had some kind of off-track issues, and I don't know if the connections didn't want to run on that off-track.
And there was talk of a fever as well.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, two-year-olds have a kind of a propensity to catch the bug at the wrong time.
But, I understand.
You know, then they trained him back, and they thought they were going to run in the Remsen, and he didn't run in that either. So, he missed two big races, and now he's going to make his long-awaited return to the races after the Champagne. I think he'll be bet down. I'll tell you very honestly, I love Sugar McGahey. I love the way he trains. I love the Farish connection. They're buzzing. But I don't think they'll necessarily be all out to win this race. I mean, I think it'll be a nice stepping stone for them, but they're going to be looking at bigger and better things on down the road.
Right.
And he may be an underlay in terms of price. And I'm going to look elsewhere for the betting value.
Okay. So where exactly would that be, my friend?
Well, there's a horse that did win the Smooth Air at Gulfstream, a colt that is is Girdle and Tie. So I think it's going to be a 6-1 in the morning line. I think you'll drift up the odds boards a little bit, Buzzy, and did win the Smooth Air. I think this distance will be stretching him a little bit to his maximum, but he gets Tyler Gaffleone in the saddle today, Buzzy. And I really love this horse. I really think he'll be a good price. I think he does obviously already have the affinity of running over this racetrack. And I just think the distance hits him right in the eye as a perfect distance for him. I might use Jimmy Jerkin's horse, My Host, a little bit underneath as well. I think this horse will like the stretch out and will probably get better with the longer distances. But I'm going to go with this Girdle and Tie horse to win the Mucho Macho Man.
All right, and that's a look at the press box in our weekly racing preview. It is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's. Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, great visiting with you again. Hope you and yours continue to have a happy and prosperous 2019. And as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my friend. And once again, thanks for all your contributions and participation and support of the Press Box and of the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. We couldn't do it without you, my friend, and we're looking forward to a great 2019.
Great to be here with you. Thunder Snow and I are with you stride for stride.
Indelibly latched at the hip.
Linked.
For a while.